Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is time for us to get someone $1,000, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be you. Milk. M-I-L-K, milk. Text the word milk to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you've got a chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000, just like Caitlin from Livermore did yesterday when she won with Lexi.
Caitlin,
text milk to 72881 by the end of this hour. Message and data rates apply. Please do not text and drive. Milk. It's your code word.
That same, different text
number,
800-400-3697. The phone number that you call is also a text number where you can send us whatever it is you've got to say about the show, or I don't know, whatever.
Sure. Whatever your thoughts are.
Whatever you
Unless
got.
Unless they're mean thoughts, and then we'll block you again. We got a new system, so everyone who's blocked isn't blocked now. If you're on your best behavior, you get to keep texting us.
All right. 650 says, Taryn is a good singer. He was in Kingsman and Sing. He was the gorilla.
Oh.
The gorilla was a good singer.
Oh. Well,
I
like
Sing a lot.
Well, Taryn is playing Elton John in that new biopic, and Elton is saying he did all the singing himself.
I'm 35, and I can't wait to see Elton John's movie. I love him.
I hope it's good.
I'd really like to see it be real.
Yeah,
like he.
Sounds
one
fantasy.
Of the big stories is about the way he used to lock himself with cocaine away in his mansion, and he was going crazy. That, I mean, I don't know why I want to see that. I guess it's because I have a similar experience and feel like that's part of his history and story.
Right.
Sometimes when that stuff's too, romanticized,
glossed over,
you should see the ugly. I think.
Yeah,
because then and it's only benefits him in that we go he survived all that and is still good,
kept it together,
right?
I'm still standing.
Oh yeah,
It does take a long time between belts. Says 707. This is monumental for him. I started training 4 months ago, and this is about Drake.
Yes, and the jiu-jitsu belt that he's getting. A lot of work goes into each belt. Bryn was saying, a resident expert on martial arts.
Loving that Bad Religion album, says 530.
Yeah, there's a lot of good music today. You have a big black dog on a leash. It's nice.
Bad Religion is such an identifiable sound, and it sounds so much better when you play it loud. Can you explain Baby Hulk again, Vinny? Yeah, my kid doesn't really cry, but she gets mad, and she puts her arms up and goes, and that's what that comes from. And she's so aggro. It's really...
You are in for it.
It's alarming. It really... She's got a cute little face, but... She's a trip.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh's right. My four-year-old is in love with High School Musical right now.
Oh, funny. Right, because of course you can pull it back out. Nothing's... Once it's off TV, it's still on TV.
You know what, you guys, I forgot. I got a text from Jane.
Oh, well, Jane? What's going on with Janie?
She's trying to say hi to me.
Jane, texted today, yeah.
Trying to check me out over here?
Yes, she says you look so handsome this morning.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jane.
Is that what she said, really?
Yes. She also said, Sarah, you look quite lovely.
Oh, goodness, you don't
and
need to
Bryn,
tell me that.
And Bryn, dashing as ever.
Oh, wow.
Jane. She's just full of it today.
Text her back now.
You're looking...
We haven't seen you yet, but I'm sure you're looking goth.
Gothy and spectacular as
in
always.
In black.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Christina Perri has a new song out today. It's from the soundtrack to a documentary, and it's called Tiny Victories. I'm going to talk to her about it and play it tonight.
Oh, how exciting.
Tiny
Another
Victories.
Jane exclusive mm-hmm. on the Alice.
Well, the yeah. new song she premiered last night at 9, the Shawn Mendes song, kicks ass.
Yeah, that's a
really
hit song.
Good hit. Yep.
And she's got tickets, right? And I think we have tickets the weekend. Do you have that weekend note I gave you, Sarah?
I have it somewhere. Let me see if I can find it. Let's see. She has Jonas Brothers tickets. Is that the one?
No, she has Shawn Mendes tickets tonight.
Oh, yep. There you go.
And then
she has Bottle Rock tickets.
But Shawn Mendes is having a moment. New song out and playing SNL.
Yep. Caller number 9 mm-hmm. is getting tickets for his July 14th show at the Oracle Arena every hour from noon to 5 this weekend.
That's correct.
All right. I got it. And then Jane's got... Bottle Rock tickets. It looks like this might be next week.
For next week. We got a lot of stuff going on next week. We're going to have a lot of tickets for a bunch of stuff.
We're Ticket Central
yes,
here at
are.
The Alice.
Shout out to one of my favorites. Sarah's an avid listener and is currently in labor with the newest Alice listener.
Oh.
That's from 415.
Sarah spelled the right way?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, God.
What is it?
These people miss Gretchen's $1,000, man.
Yeah. All right, man, $1,000. You got that handy?
I do.
Okay. Box. Gretchen.
My daughter just accepted to Chico State, and she's so excited because they are the Wildcats.
Chico!
She feels like she's living out her high school musical dream.
That's so funny.
Are they the Wildcats?
I guess
they must be, right?
Chico! Don't worry, Chico, here I come! That reminds me, we haven't done the montage in weeks. You know what it is? I think it's because Hooman's not here on Fridays.
What difference does that make?
I used to like the hose thing. He would stand up.
He barely dances.
I know because it was funny just to watch him sort of stiltedly stand up and try to move with that back of his. His rotten frame.
I was going to say, he's here next week, I believe, Monday and Thursday.
Oh, all right.
So, well, let's plan on playing it early next Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Write it down. Write it down in your notebook, and then don't turn the page.
Turn the page.
AC units require a lot of electricity to run. That means a lot of coal burning to power it, unless you have solar.
Yeah, there was some story I read this morning about how AC units actually take bad stuff out of the air. And that they might be able to be used mm-hmm. to fight the war against global warming.
I got the article handed to me, I'll read it over the weekend because
yeah,
I didn't have time to get
no
to
worries.
It today.
Something about HFCs.
What's that mean?
Hydrofluorocarbons.
Mm. Oh,
yeah.
They so take those out?
I read it.
So I guess you don't have to feel as bad about running your AC.
Correct. Yes. Nice. Exactly
good.
It.
And if you have solar, even better.
Remember, Vinny did the story on Loop yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you read the email
from
the Clorox dude, David. He wrote us back. Oh, my God. I love you. Can't believe y'all read my email. FYI, Loop is launching on May 21st, only in New York City, with 5,000 households. But the next city they expect to expand is in San Francisco.
Great.
Within the next year.
It's huge. I hope it works because that would be – it'd be great. I'd be able to just return the container that your thing came in. It's great. It's huge.
The drunken idiot who bones your wife is our governor that you guys support.
Oh, snap.
Come on. That is rude.
Listen, he's, has made some serious mistakes, but I actually align very nicely with his politics. Whether you like it or not, I like that guy. Just wish he wasn't so smarmy. Like, quit slicking your hair back and talk like a normal person.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
I do not.
Okay.
I met my boyfriend of 2 years on Tinder. Next year, we are moving out of the state and will hopefully be buying our first home. Forever grateful for that app, Tinder.
Oh, well, take radio.com with you. Be grateful for that app. You can keep listening to us.
Oh, Vinny, you're making me laugh about the baby beluga.
I know. You're so funny. The commie pinko bastard beluga whale.
Well, there's hope for him. Yeah. It does appear like he's
so
trying
friendly.
To defect.
Yeah.
To the Netherlands, he just wants to get out of the armed forces, be a civilian.
Well, they cut the harness off him, step one. He's obviously very into people.
Well, he loved that when the harness came off, he did like a dance for the people. And now they can't get him to leave. So clearly they got his loyalty.
Well.
But I think it's like you say, though.
He wants the fish.
Yeah, give me a fish. I'll do whatever you want.
Do you guys have any food? I mean, I learned that it's really convenient when someone just hands it to you rather than having to hunt it down.
Want to see a whale sit? Give me fish.
I'll do whatever trick you want. I love it. Fish. Give it to me.
Best comment this morning by Vinny. Why you got to ruin freshly baked bagels with salmon? Ha ha, I totally agree.
Oh, you're crazy.
Morning, happy Friday from Novato.
Oh my! That salmon that my brother does is just—I just never had anything like it. It's amazing.
With lox.
Yeah, salmon? I don't know if it's called lox when you just when it's just a smoked piece. I don't know what the difference
it.
Is.
That's right. Yeah, okay.
What'd you guys eat yesterday?
We went to sushi. Because the boys went to the softball
the
game, so the girls and my son Sean.
Ellie does sushi.
Yeah, she'll eat sushi. Oh. She ate tempura.
Oh, yeah. So she doesn't do sushi.
She'll do like some rolls and stuff, but she really wanted the tempura. She's actually a pretty adventurous eater.
I'll see about that.
Yeah, not as adventurous. Actually, what's funny is it came up at dinner.
Yeah, Sarah was texting me about.
I texted him because my mom goes. She goes, "How were those chicken feet that Bryn made you eat?" Uh-huh. And I was like, you know, told her how horrible they were because they're awful. And I said, but Bryn eats all kinds of awful stuff. I started naming some of the stuff that he eats. And my sister-in-law, Debbie, was like, what are you talking about? So I was like, well, he's a Vietnamese guy. He was raised by Vietnamese parents. And then I told the story about how, because I thought Dong was born on the dirt in Florida. But it turns out I have the story all screwed up.
Yeah, why would he be born in the dirt in Florida?
I don't know.
I
don't know. Maybe they went through the Panama Canal in their little boat to get over there.
Yeah, he was born in Malaysia.
So they took the boats to Malaysia, and then from there, an American family sponsored them.
They were in a refugee camp for some time, though, for a few months before they got sponsored over.
It's crazy.
It's a lot of work.
And then they landed in Florida. But Dong was already had been
a baby,
born in the dirt.
The only one breastfed because he had to be breastfed.
Because what else are they going
to
feed
him? When we got there, they gave us all formula because that was the thing to do. Mm. Seemed healthier. Rich people get to drink formula, you know?
That's right.
The governor's ball is in New York City, you guys.
Okay, thanks. All right. We don't know about the big balls.
What were we talking about? Going to the...
It was Tinder at festivals.
Oh, right.
And so apparently if you go to the governor's ball, Tinder's got an app for that to hook you up. You can be all hooked up before you even get there. Just go meet your date.
I feel like that's something you turn on like after you've had a chance to cruise the event and see how...
Maybe there's someone that you don't even have to get on Tinder to get to.
Well, yeah, I mean, you'd like to think that you could actually walk up to someone and go, hi.
Yeah, and then they'd go, oh, are you my Tinder date? Mm-hmm. And then you could go,
yeah.
Yes, yep. I am.
Right. I mean... you're quick enough.
What luck. Right.
Just want to say thanks to Vin for being open about his recovery. It's inspirational. That's nice, but it's really not.
Well, it's really, you know, a show like this is kind of the only way you can be. You either got to be open about it or there's this whole realm of things we can't talk about. You've always been very honest about it.
Well, but okay, so it happened on this show. Mm-hmm. So I am very when I worked in Oregon, I didn't talk about drinking at all because it didn't need to come up. And because nobody knew.
When I listened to tapes of you in Oregon one time, drugs or something, you said, well, I wouldn't know. I don't do drugs or drink.
And that was the extent of it. But
and
I
nobody
never
questioned it.
But I lit myself on fire in this town.
In front of all you guys.
Right. So I got to, you know.
Like, where'd that guy go? And we couldn't even talk about it on the air. We're like, we don't know. We just, that's his personal thing. We can't even talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Right now, he's taking a taxi to a liquor store in Marin.
Yeah. We think.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
True story. Okay, anyway. Okay, a lot of people wrote in when we talked about Star Wars. We get it. Luke trained in Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
It's a long list of people who are extremely mad.
Thank you so much for setting us straight. I knew whichever one he trained in was my favorite one. I just couldn't remember if it was the second one or third one.
Okay, so lastly, we're going to leave you with a few texts here about Ronnie Chang. He was great.
Yeah.
And people love him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. I'm glad.
We saw Ronnie at the Comedy Cellar in March, and he was hilarious. Oh, my God, Ronnie, you are so cute.
He was that dude is suffering. Like, those allergies are no joke.
I know. I was Poor starting thing. To look around to see if I had any Claritin here, but I don't have any at work right now.
I felt so bad for him.
Yeah. You could hear his nose.
I know. And the thing is that we have been just under it here. I mean, every morning when we walk mm-hmm. into that office, we start sneezing. Yeah. And just like yesterday, I'm out there trimming my garden and sneezing my head off mm-hmm. the whole time. It's just been, you know, so much rain. You just so there's probably so much mold and spores mm. and then, you know, on top of the pollen.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay, what's the question?
When you get home today.
Yes.
What will you do with Ellie and Gentry?
You know, that's the thing about when people come to visit you. Like, you're so excited for the visit, and then you, like, you hug, and you sit down, and you're like, well, 6 hours till bedtime. I guess I better put on my entertaining face.
Right.
I don't know. I'm probably going to take a nap today, Vinny, because otherwise I'll fall asleep.
Oh, right, it's Friday.
At 9 o'clock.
Oh, my God, it's Friday.
I know.
We don't have to come back tomorrow.
We don't.
Right,
I didn't mean that to sound like I'm not happy to be here.
No, listen, we love our jobs, but right. I'll tell you, the days that I don't have to get up at 3:45 to an alarm are good days.
Right.
If we could just get up a little later, it'd be so much happier.
All right.
So,
naps
yeah, think a little nap and then, so I can stay up. I'd like to stay up till 11 or 12.
Oh, so you guys are all getting ripped tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
My mom is the queen of, like, let's get ripped.
She Woo-hoo. Is?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Ellie.
Yesterday, she kept looking at her watch. I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, well, I'm just trying to figure out if it's 5 o'clock my time yet. I guess they hold themselves off until 5. But then it began.
Oh, so that's...
And I didn't get to participate.
How people do that.
Apparently so.
Oh!
Yep. It's got to be 5 o'clock
it's
somewhere.
It's this whole you got to wait until a certain time of day?
Yep.
That seems lame.
See, Vinny, you can
that
drink between the hours of 5 and 6. Happy hour, they call it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's a good song, Yuzi. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm ready to go right home. It's the weekend, man.
What are you doing? You gonna go over to Studio G?
Man, I am so tired. I think I'm gonna go home and take the dog out and then just take a nap on the couch while she just, you know, sits in the sun.
Yeah. Taking a nap is the thing to do on a
I
Friday.
I think John gets off early tonight, so I think.
Oh,
by early, I mean 6. So maybe we'll go grab some food. This morning he goes, he's getting ready to take the dog out.
Can
he's
you
putting,
do,
he's putting
do an impression,
his slippers.
Please?
Wait, oh, I'm thinking how good. Did he say it? He goes, do you still love me?
Oh.
Yes, I do. He goes, are you sure? Because you haven't seen much of me.
It's nice that you guys see each other in the morning, though. At least you do get a little time together.
Like 5 minutes.
I know, but still, at least it's a little.
I know, it's sad.
God, he's so willing to be... He puts himself out there. I wouldn't ask you that question in
a
million years.
He asked me that at least 3 times
he's
a week.
He's asking to
least.
Get cut.
No.
Fine. You know what? I ask John all the time. You still love me? You still love me?
Really?
You do?
Yeah, totally.
God.
So I'm the one who's like super demonstrative. Yeah. And, you know, and if I grab him and hug him, he'll hug me back and stuff. But he never just like comes over and is affectionate. So I'm always like, do you still love me?
It's such a lame question.
It doesn't matter. I'm still going to ask it.
Of course I love you, man. Get over here.
Thank you. Okay.
Here I come.
Okay.
All right. Oh, geez. How did that change into you two hugging?
She just looked at me and she said, of course I do. I loved it. Mm. All right, listen, have a great weekend. Be safe. We'll see you back here bright and early Monday morning.
Yay!
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.